Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, April 27, 2009. Three civilians injured by the military fire in Gaza and one teenager injured by settlers in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Three Palestinian civilians sustained wounds after the Israeli military opened fire east of Gaza City on Monday at midday. Local sources report that three civilians sustained moderate wounds when Israeli soldiers at the Al-Mintar crossing of the Israeli-Gaza border opened fire at them. Medical sources announced that the three were moved to a nearby hospital for treatment. Meanwhile, an armed Palestinian group announced on Monday that its fighters clashed with Israeli military forces by the southern Gaza-Israeli border. The group, Abu Ali Mustafa, a leftist group, said no injuries were reported amongst its fighters. On Monday at midday in the West Bank, a group of armed Israeli settlers opened fire at Palestinian farmers near the northern city of Nablus and injured a Palestinian teenager. The farmers from Adama village near Nablus reported they were working on their land when settlers opened fire at them from the nearby illegal settlement of Yashar. Medical sources said the youth, aged 17, sustained critical wounds to his chest and was moved to a hospital in Nablus city. Also in the news today, the Israeli military ordered a Palestinian family to leave their home before Tuesday of this week as it will be demolished. Palestinian sources reported on Monday that the house belongs to Qasem al-Maghrabi, who was shot by the Israeli police last July. The house is home to 21 people, the family reported. The military say al-Maghrabi tried to kill police officers near Jerusalem Old City with his car. It is alleged that he injured 19 police officers in the attack and left the police with no choice but to shoot him. The family report their son lost control of the car and that it was an accident, adding that the military police could have arrested him instead of killing him. The claim was supported by an Israeli traffic expert who was consulted by a Palestinian official. Hatim Abdul Qadir, the Palestinian PM advisor for Jerusalem Affairs, told the Palestinian Wafa News that the Israeli traffic expert had agreed with the family's version and not that of the police. Abdul Qadir added that he is working with a lawyer to try to make an appeal to the court to reverse the decision to demolish the house. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Dave Thompson and Ghassan Banoura.